بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. التاسع. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الإيمان بضع وسبعون أو بضع وستون شعبة، فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله، وأدناها إماتة الأذى عن الطريق، والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter that we are shown that there are very many ways of doing good deeds, and to do them all are also very, very easy to do all those good deeds. Yeah, in this hadith also narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we are shown that there are so many ways of doing good deeds. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Iman bid'un wa sab'un aw bid'un wa sittun shu'ba. That Iman has more than 70 or more than 60 branches. That there are so many ways of pleasing Allah Ta'ala. For all these branches of Iman are all ways of pleasing Allah Ta'ala. فَأَفْضَلُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And the highest of them all are the words لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And that of course is how much more it is with its reality. Not just ordinarily, just even a non-Muslim, they read also La ilaha illallah. No, what is proper reality and the real meaning to understand the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Wa adnaha, and the lowest of the, all the levels of Iman and the lowest of all the ways of doing good, imatatul adha anit tariq. To remove anything that is a harmful thing, harmful object from the path. وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And modesty has got a very special place, a very high and lofty place as far as all these 60, 70 levels of Iman are concerned. Haya, modesty, has a very high place. So here also we see that there are many ways of doing good. All the various branches, all the various ways are all ways that teach us that we can do all the good deeds. In this hadith, for the one thing that is mentioned, haya, modesty, that is to have shame in a person. It comes in a hadith also, if shame has left you, if you haven't got modesty, you are not worried what people talk about you, you are not worried of what you do, then that person will do any and everything. The worst of crimes and gunas he will commit. But a person who has modesty in him, who has got sharam in him, that person will be reserved, and he won't commit openly and flagrantly all types of gunas. But a person who hasn't got shame, that person will commit all types of gunas. Easy way to understand it, for girls, women especially, and even for men. If they have got shame in them, then there are many, many gunas they won't commit. But when they don't have, which unfortunately is the order of the day today, that shame and modesty by and large has left us. And therefore all types of sins are committed. And not only committed, but people are proud that they have committed sin. So much so that a person, waliyazu billah, becomes a murtad, and then he advertises it on all the social programs also. So much of modesty has left us. And the reason for that modesty having left us, we are mixing too much with people who haven't got modesty. That is the kuffar. They are just like animals, they got no modesty, and we are mixing with them. Whether it is on a physical level, at schools, universities, workplaces, etc. Or otherwise, whether it is following their programs on the internet, and all their lifestyle, then all those things come within us. So the sharam, modesty, which was a great quality, especially for women, it has left women also, even men are void and empty of this modesty. So, and the literal meaning of modesty is that a feeling prompted by fear for doing an action that will draw reprimand or admonishment from others. That is, that a person will be disgraced in the eyes of people. But today people don't worry if we are disgraced also. So if a person has got, hasn't got that worry of being disgraced, humiliated, then he'll do anything and he won't care anything about it whatsoever. In terms of Sharia, it can be defined as a character trait that urges a person to abstain from evil deeds and shortcomings in fulfilling the rightful obligation of people and of Allah Ta'ala as well. When the person has got that sharam haya, and usually we say you got no shame in your eyes. When a person got no shame in his life, and you can see it from his eyes, he's got no shame, then that person will do anything. And when a person has it, it will prompt him to fulfill the rights of other people. A person has got shame. My parents looked after me when I was small. My mother cared for me so much. Now it's my duty to look after them. They have become old, they have become, they can't look after themselves. Now if that shame is in a person, he will look after them. And if that shame is not in a person, he will go and put them in an old age home. And he won't think anything about it also. So in that way, shame that has to be in a person. So in this hadith that is mentioned particularly, to have the quality of modesty, sharam, haya. Imam Bayhaqi, rahmatullah, and others have compiled books listing the various branches of Iman. The 60 and up to 70, and 70 up to almost 80 branches, ulama have taken the great trouble of noting which are all those 70 branches. However, Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi, rahmatullahi and others, are of the view that the exact number of branches of Iman is in the knowledge of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. What is relevant for us, there are many branches amongst them, for example, fasting, keep making namaz, reading tilawat of Quran Sharif, all, there are many, many family ties that a person keeps. So all those are the various ways that Allah has left the avenues open for us to please Him. We should try and choose all of them as what are compulsory for us to do, that all we must do. And besides that which is optional, we shouldn't just take it that it's optional, it's nafil. If we do it, we'll get sawab. If we don't do it, no guna. No, a person must be eager to go higher and closer to Allah Ta'ala. A person in his business, if he targets to do 100,000 on one day and he has covered it up, he won't say, now well, I've reached my goal and I'm closing my shop. He'll still carry on for more also. So in our deen, even more, we must target for the highest all the time. The highest branch of Iman is to utter the testimony of faith because it relates to the oneness of Allah, and no other branch of Iman holds any weight if it is absent. The greatest level is La ilaha illallah. And La ilaha illallah, it has that great value in it, as it comes in the hadith, when its rights are fulfilled. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, what are the rights? In one narration he said, when Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar is done. If a person doesn't do that, then the value of La ilaha illallah is also taken out for that person. In the same way, in another riwayat, that as long as Allah is not disobeyed, when we start flagrantly disobeying Allah Ta'ala, though we are saying one side La ilaha illallah, other side no namaz in our life, our whole lifestyle is against Islam, we are doing all the wrong things, and we are still saying La ilaha illallah, then La ilaha illallah loses its value. Then it is just empty words. But when they are said with fulfilling the right, then it is so powerful that there is nothing that can block it from reaching Allah Ta'ala. We can bring the most solid steel structure around it, and nothing can block it. It will go straight to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So, and this La ilaha illallah is so valuable that all the time our iman is becoming covered with dust all the time. With all the dust of this dunya, our eyes fall on other women, eyes fall on things of dunya, and we covet those things. Our eyes fall on the faults of people, etc. All the time, even while sitting in the masjid, evil thoughts come to us. So the way to cleanse all that is La ilaha illallah. So it is absolutely essential, not just to be a murid or to be in the khanqah, but for every Muslim to cleanse his heart all the time with La ilaha illallah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Jaddidu imanikum. You always refresh, make new, make sure that your iman is proper. بِقَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Just by reciting it, and the Arabic words like that, they have a great, great effect in the cleansing of the heart. And when a person does it properly with the due concentration, making the correct muraqabah meditation, it has a great effect of alchemy. Alchemy, which is said to be that you can change a stone into gold. That is not true, but you can change your heart into a heart from a sinful heart into a heart of great obedience of Allah with La ilaha illallah. So there is a great treasure Allah has given us, and unfortunately we don't use it. If we think how many of us even read 10 times make zikr of La ilaha illallah. The minimum a Muslim should read is 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah. And punctuate it every 8-10 times with Muhammadur Rasulullah and Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Any person who does that will see the great effects of it in a very short while. But unfortunately we are negligent, we don't do it, and even after this discussion, there are hardly any one of us who will start doing it. Fortunate are those people who make amal on it and get the benefits of it. May Allah give us tawfiq.